pleasant way to see the valley. But you pay for what you get, and, as I said before, you can save yourself a lot of the expense by finding your own transport. Also, this is the only way you can taste at many of the smaller places. You could also take a ferry to Rottnest Island, which the Dutch named Rat's Nest when they saw what they mistakenly thought were big rats there. Actually, the animals were the small marsupials unique to the island, called quokkas. The trip to Rottnest only takes a little over half an hour from the city, and it's a great place to relax in summer. The beaches are beautiful. Of course, there are many other interesting things to do. One of my colleagues should be coming around to you shortly with an information package. This contains a number of brochures and information leaflets about Perth and the university, as well as public transport. It also contains a directory of useful telephone numbers. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask myself or any of the other staff from the international office. And now, perhaps I should tell you a little bit about the university itself. You now have half a minute to check your answers. In a few moments, you will hear part of a lecture on sleep disorders. First, look at questions 33 to 40. An example answer has been provided for you. Now listen to the speech and answer questions 33 to 40.
Hello, and welcome to today's lecture on sleep disorders. Have you ever lain awake in bed, tossing and turning for hours on end, counting the minutes until morning? Perhaps you remember being told by your mother to count sheep when you couldn't get to sleep as a child. If so, then you are not alone. The vast majority of people experience insomnia or sleeplessness at some point during their lives. For most people, insomnia occurs infrequently enough not to have any significant impact on their lives, but some groups of people tend to suffer more. Research shows that the elderly and women are the most likely to experience ongoing difficulties sleeping, as well as people with a history of depression. Some people have diseases that cause sleeplessness, like arthritis, narcolepsy, or restless legs syndrome. However, there are certain factors that can aggravate the problem in healthy people of either sex at any age. Things like stress, environmental noise, extreme temperatures, and unfamiliar surroundings can all cause difficulty sleeping. A large number of people who travel overseas frequently or do a lot of shift work also experience intermittent insomnia. This is because the change in the sleep-wake schedule caused by crossing time zones or working different hours confuses a person's body, disrupting its rhythm. Of course, it goes without saying that smoking, drinking coffee, or taking any medication that stimulates the nervous system can prevent a person from sleeping well. So, if it is at all possible, an insomniac should avoid doing any of these things immediately before going to bed. Although many people would laugh at the idea of insomnia being a serious problem, anyone who has experienced the problem over an extended period of time will tell you that it can have a significant impact on your life. As a matter of fact, it can be downright dangerous. Since sleeplessness often causes daytime fatigue, a person who works with any kind of heavy machinery or drives for a living can be placed in real danger by an episode of insomnia. The problem seems all the more serious when we consider the other lives these people may also put at risk through their drowsiness and inattention. Fortunately, there are numerous treatments for insomnia. Everyone knows about sleeping pills, but doctors usually only prescribe these as a last resort. They say insomniacs should try other, more natural methods first. Firstly, a person who has trouble sleeping should try to get regular exercise, preferably sometime in the late afternoon. Then, before going to bed, they should perform some relaxing activity, like reading or watching television, although watching exciting or frightening movies is not recommended. Taking a hot bath a few hours before going to bed can also help to induce sleep by raising a person's body temperature. If after doing all these things, a person still can't sleep, they should get up again rather than lying in bed unsuccessfully trying to sleep. Now, if I can draw your attention to the screen on my right, you can see that insomnia has been divided into three categories.